For TMA Mobile.
4TMA, KB4CBA. Good afternoon, name here is David.
This is Simon in Greenville. I'm your almost neighbor. I live right on Ferris Street. We've caught each other a couple times on the air before. How you doing?
Did you say Ferris?
The conversations you mentioned used to live off of Ferris or near it, right? Augusta Road, Ferris area, which is where I am right now.
I used to live off of West Ferris. Are you on East or West?
Just going through a little dip here, so I may drop out, but East Ferris, that's right.
I can remember the days when that little dip wasn't there. You had to make a left turn there and to get on to Cleveland Street.
That's the turn I take when I want to avoid the traffic or if I'm on a bike or jogging. Yeah, I know the one. Anyway, how you doing today?
Good. Get it over to my oldest daughter's house. We're getting ready to hit the road. We're having a kind of a weekend bash for my mother-in-law, and they've been there all week, but we're just going for the weekend.
I hope you enjoy it. I'm heading home from a couple errands here. I just threw my call out on the 2 meter call frequency, and it was fun. I actually caught two guys who were pretty close to me. We were all within about a 2 or 3 mile range, but then apparently I just drove just barely out of range, and I couldn't catch them anymore. But it's always fun to catch someone on that simplex channel every now and then. I don't hear a lot of traffic on that one.
I haven't been dialing over to 52. I guess that's where you're going. There's several frequencies you can transmit on simplex, but but I've heard that I heard some other guys say that they've heard some people talking on 52.
That's the one. Every now and then I catch, I think his name's Phil, W4NGU, Never Give Up. Caught him once or twice on there. Otherwise, don't hear a lot of traffic on that one. But anyway, it's always fun to catch someone on simplex and see how far you're reaching. You know how it is. You get used to where you can hit the repeater depending on where you're driving. But once it's simplex, I'm still new at this, but it's still fun to see, all right, what am I reaching? How far did I get? That kind of thing.
Favorite things to do is hit the reverse key on the radio here. So I just out of curiosity to see if I can hear whoever I'm talking to on the input frequency. Sometimes it'll surprise you, and sometimes not so much. But anyway, it's just something I do. I know where the button is. I don't even have to look down. Because I can find it on the radio just by feel. That way I can keep my eyes on the road.
I forgot about that button. Pretty sure I just found it again online. I'll check my manual to make sure it's the right one before I start playing with it. I'll try that out too. Listen, I'm already here. It was a short little drive. Just threw my call out for a second, but glad to catch you. So I'm going to hop out here. I'll say 73s, and I'll wait for your final. I'll be clear after that. KZ4TMA. Thanks, Dave. Good to chat with you.
Mr. And have a good weekend. 73s, KB4CBA Mobile.
CBA N4ZLK. Hello, Dave.
Good afternoon, and how has your day been?
Pretty good, fairly normal. Doing the same thing over and over again, fairly uneventful. And I was just, while you were talking, I flipped it over to reverse, and I got you better on reverse than I do out of the repeater. I'm over here off White Horse Road near Augusta Road 25.
I'm over here near Easley. I'm running on a little two-lane road that's running actually parallel to 153, and I'm headed southwest, so, well, that's interesting.
Because a lot of times I flip the reverse button. This morning I was on Forest Bridge Road, just crossing over the Saluda River, and you know, it's kind of a, if you know that area, it's a real low spot. And I could hear Steve, KN4VWA, I could hear him on reverse, and he was at his house.
That is a little surprising, because that is a low spot, and I know exactly what you're talking about. Just I used to drive that road. Heck, we used to live in those duplexes up there. On up, if you're coming, you know, from the highway department, it's they were the townhouses on the right as you're going down the hill toward the Mexican restaurant there. I guess that Mexican restaurant's still there. Anyway, that was a long time ago. Woo-hoo! Golly day. I guess that was back in the 90s.
Talking about, actually, I was on the other side of the lake on Fars Bridge, going over the river, but I know where you're talking about as well. I used to deliver in there, and I think I told you we had an accident on that bridge back in the 70s when I was about 5 years old. My mother still limps today because of that.
Well, I'm my grandson, I pulled up here to their house, and he goes, "Can I hop on?" It's like I'm riding a horse or something. Oh, man. All right, so I'm gonna turn around here, and they live in a cul-de-sac, and I'm gonna have to jump off of here. I think they're ready to hit the road. All right, 73s, and we'll talk to you later, KB4CBA.
Enjoy your weekend at the beach. Be careful. Drive safe. Good to hear you. KB4CBA, N4ZLK.